It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to you. And I told you, you can come down and visit. It's very warm.
Is it
not this weekend because the traffic is going to be intolerable.
Oh, yeah.
The Super Bowl is being played very far from here.
And I know a couple of people who just totally space things like that, but they thought, well, you know, let's go to Florida. Okay, sure, bye.
Next weekend.
No, they're coming this weekend. It's going to be entertaining.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy, well said.
I mean, people keep saying, stay home. You won't be able to go anyplace anyway unless you walk, however.
Well, could the Super Bowl or climate change increase social isolation?
Well, Jill... It just seems like something very obvious to think about, and yet in all of our worries about climate change, let me talk personally about my worry about climate change, it never occurred to me this might be a problem. But I was talking to a friend a couple of weekends ago, and she was saying that she was very happy that she had moved from a house in a suburban area to an apartment in town. Actually, she was in Boston because it was a very, very bad weekend. It was very icy, one of those weekends where if you walked outside on the sidewalk, you might slip and break your ankle. It was windy, just one of those miserable weekends that often occur in New England. And she was saying to me that she was so happy she was in this building because it had a gym and a social area where people could, talk or work on their computers. And all of a sudden, she was no longer isolated. She was a widow. And when she lived in the suburbs, she could go days when the weather was bad and she couldn't go outside without seeing anybody. And it occurred to me that given the fact that our weather is becoming more extreme, I mean, I don't think I have to justify that with any studies. Everybody knows that. And we have more days of extremely cold weather or blizzards or winds or ice, or on the other end, extremely hot weather. Last summer was just one example of temperatures that become intolerable and extremely dangerous, just for health. People are more and more reluctant to, be able to leave their homes because of the bad weather. But if you are, in good health and you're mobile, you can do this and you can sort of seek out what you need, food, company, medical care. But what about people who are socially isolated and because they're isolated, they're invisible to us unless we really think about it. The very old, the people who have mental illness, the people who have mobility issues, the people who have financial constraints, so they really can't afford, they don't drive, and they can't afford really to take much transportation unless it's very inexpensive. People who live in rural areas, and it's very hard for them to get about under the best of circumstances if they're old or impaired, or people who might be stuck at home with children, being a single mom with children and simply can't get out too. These people, have, it's known, health issues, and they may even have problems getting enough food to eat, or heat or air conditioning, and we sort of are aware of that, but sort of on the periphery of our concern about people. And there's been a lot of studies now really that I didn't realize, looking at what do you do in these circumstances when extreme weather simply exacerbates this problem. So that, we know that, in cases of hurricanes or terrible floods, that there are people who will rescue you from your home. But what if, again, you just have a long week of very bad weather and you can't get out and somebody is isolated and has really no means to get any food? Or, on the other hand, being out in extremely hot weather for an old person is very, very dangerous. Or the air is now extremely polluted, and breathing out, just the air outside might be very dangerous. And there are now concerns, really global concerns, about how you identify people who are socially isolated and making sure that they get the services they need, before the emergency arises. And I was really struck by, a study that was published in a journal talking about outreach program in Rome that occurred that really was initiated a few years ago when there was a terrible heat wave. I think it was 2014. And it was recognized that there were people dying in their, you know, their apartments, their homes, because there was no way they could get to a cooler place, especially, you know, in a place where you don't have air conditioning all the time. And so a program was set up to identify people over a certain age, and they didn't have to sign up into the they didn't have to sign into this program, but if they did so, then they were put on a list, and there were people, volunteers, neighbors, who would always reach out to these people and make sure that they got to a doctor if they needed to, that they would be brought to a shelter if they needed to, they would get food, and you know, make sure that they were cool or hot or got heat. And there were other places that have done the same thing. And, you know, it's something that it just we don't think about until it's too late. And I'm sort of aware of this because, you know, in Boston, for example, if it's going to be very hot or very cold, there will be a call to anybody over the age of 60 saying, well, you know, it's a robotic call. If you need to go to a shelter because it's going to be very cold this weekend or very hot this weekend, these shelters are opened. Thank you very much. You know, that's it. But it's a robotic call.
It's a robocall.
There's nobody to talk to.
Well, listen, I just saw something rather interesting, and I don't know whether it's a harbinger of things to come, so to speak. But, you know, there is this, you can't see my air quotes, this new focus on community and taking care of people in the neighborhood, not just, you know, sitting around, because everybody's got video doorbells, so now you can see who's coming to the door.
Yeah.
And the way that this is being promoted, not as a way to, you know, get all your information, basically, but the way that it's being promoted is to let you see that there are people out there who are able and willing to help.
So that's wonderful. You know, and you know, it occurred to me that, Jill, how do we all communicate with each other? Our cell phones and our computers. But, you know, a lot of people who are socially isolated may not have cell phones or computers, or if they do, they may have limited service. And it occurred to me that wouldn't it be wonderful? You could just give people very inexpensive cell phones. You know, have a cadre of, you know, 9-year-olds who know how to to work them, send out to people who really may not be particularly technologically advanced, and show them how to use the phones, and you can communicate with people. Because again, I meant to say earlier, people are called on landlines. How many people have landlines? I have a landline. Do you have? Okay, but most people don't have landlines. So most people, and I don't, this was not even written anyplace, are totally isolated because you don't know what their phone numbers are.
Yeah, there's this is all part of, hey, what did you think was going to happen? But now it needs to be fixed.
Yeah. And you know, the weather is not going to get any more benign, correct?
Correct.
It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And so if we don't do something now, there's going to be more fatalities later on as we have the heat waves, the cold, the wind, the ice, etc. I think it's time. It's a wake-up call. And we are not doing as much as people in Europe are doing.
That is true. So, question, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Jill, I'm embarrassed to tell you. I only learned a couple of days ago who's playing. But
she's still
but since I have relatives who live in San Francisco, so I guess maybe I should say that.
Hey, at least you answered.
Don't quote me.
And Judy's still rooting for the Patriots.
Hey, look, I'm very proud of her. She answered. She's one of those people you ask
a question, she
answers.
I do, and there's apparently a new cute quarterback who's coming on board. Anyway.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman. Food for Mood.
Okay, bye-bye.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Wertman and Food for Mood on Thursday mornings here on Robin Hood Radio.